There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, guys, some breaking sports news concerning the Commanders just in the last few minutes. Jordan Schultz, who's the NFL inside guy for Fox Sports FS1, reporting that Cliff Kingsbury will be staying put as the offensive coordinator in Washington, despite some interest this offseason from New Orleans Saints, some of the other teams looking for new head coaches. Schultz reporting that Cliff Kingsbury, at least for now, isn't going anywhere, will return for a second year as the OC in Washington. Remember, he did sign a three-year contract when he joined the Commanders last offseason. So that's your breaking sports news. Good news for Commanders fans here in the Fan.
That's about as good an update as we could ask for. And frankly, that's about the best thing Earl Forsey's told us in a breaking news on the Commanders in a long, long time. Cliff Kingsbury, you can make the case, was the second most valuable member of the organization behind Jaden Daniels this year. He designed the offense that worked and hummed. He made Daniels' life better, just like Daniels improved everything that Cliff called and made him right a bunch. And when you hire Dan Quinn, which ended up working very well in year one, establishing the culture, leader of men, brotherhood bits, all that stuff, the risk is your offensive coordinator becomes the hot commodity and walks. And they should now get at least 2 years out of Cliff Kingsbury with him deciding to stay. And they lucked out in this regard. He told all teams at the start of the playoffs, I will not be interviewing until we are eliminated or we win the Super Bowl and our season ends, right? Everyone else kept moving. They were in a rush. You can't potentially get left holding the bag. Mm-hmm. What happens if Kingsbury decides he's not going to leave Washington and you were waiting on him so you didn't get Liam Cohen or Ben Johnson or whoever else you really liked? There's only one opening left. It's probably the worst overall opening. The Saints, who have no quarterback,
yep.
The Saints, who have the worst salary cap situation, they have reached out to and wanted to talk to Cliff Kingsbury. I was told this morning he was considering, as of yesterday, at least doing the interview and seeing what came of it. But he decided he did not want to interview with the Saints, and he is staying put. This is a massive development and a huge deal for the Commanders.
Yeah, he gets to keep making head coach money based on his deal from Arizona, plus his coordinator money in a great situation.
Yeah, remind people on that element of this from the Cardinals.
So I think that's the essential thing. It's something I didn't quite grasp when he was hired, and it's kind of come clear to me down the stretch. So he signed an extension with the Arizona Cardinals that pays him through, I believe, 2027.
28 is what I read. He's got 3 seasons after this where he still gets paid.
So he gets to be very, very choosy. In other words, he's still getting his head coach money, and he's got the responsibility of a coordinator. Now, that doesn't mean he gets to slouch off. He gets to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you don't have the full team panoramic to worry about, even though I think his role as offensive coordinator was almost coordinator plus, where it's like, hey, Cliff, score, but not too fast. Score and move the ball, but it's got to take at least 10 plays and 7 minutes off the clock, even though we're tempoing this and that and whatever. So the thing that I have hammered, I don't know how strongly you feel about it. I get the sense not as much as me. I need as much continuity as possible for my rookie quarterback. Now he's no longer a rookie. He finishes first
year. That's the whole reason I hated the Quinn hire. What do you mean I don't agree?
Well, to me, like, I think the challenge is so great and so difficult for guys to just succeed in the NFL that changing horses midstream, even if it's just the same voice within the building, even if they'd elevated, elevated Johnson, the pass game coordinator they got from Philly, or moved David Blau up the ranks, or Tavita Pritchard, or whatever. I think the same voices, everybody same at the table as much as humanly possible to keep everything equal as defenses now adjust for you when the challenge becomes that much greater with the target on your back instead of people seeing you for the first time, changing OCs and everything else that goes with it, I think is you're putting another hurdle in front of somebody where this thing is already so damn hard as it is.
Yeah, the best way to stunt your quarterback's development is to change offenses frequently early in their career or to change voices in their head, Randy Orton style. I hear voices in my head. Rini knows all about that. You need that continuity early on. I'm going to be worried and upset next offseason when they lose Cliff Kingsbury and they go to Brian Johnson, who called plays for the Eagles and was run out of Philadelphia. And hopefully he'll be really good in that role if that's who they go to. The guy I'm actually really intrigued by is David Blau, who supposedly designed some of the concepts that worked this year, including the touchdown to Crowder to beat the Eagles on a play that he liked from his days playing in the league recently. Like, he is a super interesting name to monitor. I also think there's a possibility, and Quinn talked about this, so did Peters yesterday in their presser, you could lose a guy like David Blau to be a pass game coordinator somewhere this year. You could lose a guy like David Blau to be an offensive coordinator. Like, I'm surprised Ben Johnson, as an example, who hired a 28-year-old random dude from Denver to be his OC, like, why Blau wouldn't have been maybe of interest there. But it's not like these guys can't be picked off by other organizations. So it's possible that Kingsbury won't have all of Pritchard, Johnson, and Blau in the building in September of next year, right? And then he walks and maybe one or two of those guys is back. And when he he takes the head coaching job next year with the Giants, let's say, who have the number one pick and are taking a quarterback, and he brings Brian Johnson with him to be his offensive coordinator and maybe his play caller, maybe he'll call plays. So now two of those guys are in New York, but Blau's in Chicago. And it's, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we had all these guys, but they leave in bunches, right? So that's my concern. Those are my nerves. That's my anxiety. But to at least have 2 years without rocking the boat majorly,
I think that's massive.
It's such a big deal. Like, I am elated by this news. This is awesome to me. Now, not surprising. A month ago, I would have been a little bit surprised. But you and I have talked about this a lot. I've said all along, really the last several weeks, I thought Cliff was staying. The moment he told teams, I'm not interviewing till after the season ends, that is a tell about your aggressiveness, your interest, your desperation. Right? That's the opposite of I need a head coaching job, Cologne. That's a stay away from me for now thing. Joe Witt didn't do that. I'm not knocking him. I have no problem with what he did. But Joe Witt went and interviewed with the Jets in the middle of the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's never been a head coach before, because he hasn't gotten many interviews, because he's not making head coach salaried money for the next 3 years, and he wants a head coaching job. Cliff Kingsbury was one of the few guys. You don't see that often. Do you remember other guys? I'm sure they've done it, but not here certainly, who have said, I will not be accepting interviews until the playoffs are over, a.k.a. until all the openings are mostly filled, because they don't wait. Teams don't wait.
Yeah,
you're already saying there's maybe only one or two jobs I would take anyway, but I'm going to wait until after most jobs are filled.
You're all but taking yourself out of the running. Right. Yeah, so I was wrong about this.
The only job that's the worst one to offer people is left, right?
Yeah, I was wrong about this. I thought that the iron was hot, and even with his backdrop of the Arizona money coming his way, and you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, look at Bobby Slowick in Houston, for goodness sake. Went from darling of the league getting head coaching interviews to, we're not so sure about that guy anymore. So I thought that he would go just because you're a competitor at that level. But I was wrong. And once he made that announcement, I think you're right, that was kind of the writing on the wall. Even though at a press conference, he said, he didn't shut down head coach talk.
No, he wants to be a coach again.
He wants to do it.
He has acknowledged that.
He's biding his time.
I think the fact, though, you started with this, and it's so true. He makes, I believe it's 3 straight years from now, if he wanted to, head coaching money. And he double dips as a coordinator. If you take a head coaching job, you give up the head coaching money from Arizona. So he is, I'm just making up numbers, but let's say potentially he's making, $6 or $7 million per year from the Cardinals, and then he's making another one and a half in Washington. you would have to go get a job for like $10 million a year to be getting a sizable raise than what you're making right now,
mm-hmm.
which I think you'd be asking for to leave a good situation, less stress, worse quality of life, you know, in terms of the next job,
yep.
more hours, more pressure, more press conferences, a lot of the stuff he doesn't love. You get to do all the stuff you like, very little of the stuff you don't like, and you're working with maybe a top 5 or 7 quarterback in the NFL moving forward right now who's going to make you look smarter and better than you are potentially. I'm going to give all that up so that I can
go fix a bad situation,
make equal money. To maybe fail, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
And if I do, I'll never get a head coaching job again. So he needs to take a great job. He needs to wait. Like, let's say the Bengals next year lose enough games that either they don't make the playoffs or they're one and done in the playoffs. They're a wild card team, and they lose in the first round, and they blow out Zach Taylor. Now Kingsbury is a hot candidate after 2 straight good years of offense with Daniels, and you get to go be Joe Burrow's head coach in Cincinnati. You make the jump. Right. If the Bills fire Sean McDermott after next season because they don't get to the Super Bowl or whatever, now you get to go coach Josh Allen. Like, those are the types of jobs when you're getting the money coming in that he has, plus you have Daniels, who now you feel like is special, that it's going to take to pry him away, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not the Raiders, whatever they are. It's not the Saints disaster, as you said. That's one of the worst situations. It's a great city and town, but that organization kind of mortgage the future a bunch of times, and now the Bills do, right? Where they don't have much talent, everybody's old, the roster stinks, and they're in salary cap hell. That's not a great place to coach right now.
You know what job I was told? I had heard 2 jobs that were interesting to keep an eye on for Kingsbury, and this is probably like 6 weeks ago. One was Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm guessing Trevor Lawrence, maybe he liked him a lot coming out or something. I don't know. But this person told me that he might want that Jacksonville job. The other was interesting because I didn't think it was ever going to be open, especially when they ended up making the playoffs. But I had this conversation with a few weeks left in the year. The Bucs with Mayfield, who I don't think he coached in college, right?
I thought he did, didn't he?
Was he
at Texas Tech before he went to Oklahoma?
Maybe he would have, actually.
Did they cross over?
Yeah, maybe they did. But regardless, he was linked to the Bucs and maybe have an interest with Mayfield and calling plays and being head coach there. Now, obviously, they got right. Bowles, again, did a pretty good job and was hanging around. But there were like rumors maybe that, who knows, if he retired or they tried to move on to Liam Cohen or whatever, that maybe Kingsbury could get interviews there. But as soon as Jacksonville hired Cohen, Tampa didn't open. And the vacancies and the openings were what they were. It felt to me like Chicago was a good job that he might take. Otherwise, I didn't really see it. Like, unless he loves Las Vegas and, you know, wants to live in Nevada, and I just don't know enough about Cliff Kingsbury. That wasn't that great of a job. Like, where are you going, man?
Because it wasn't a great slate of openings this year. He did coach Mayfield at Texas Tech for a year, by the way.
Okay.
I looked that up. But, yeah, I mean, as you look at the landscape.
Because it was right before Kyler.
That's right. Yeah. You look at the landscape and you look at the different options. And I was talking about this with rookie quarterbacks. You're usually, if you're drafted in the top 5 or 6 or 7 or even 10, you're usually not going to a place that's great. The rare exceptions have been Ben Roethlisberger going to an excellent organization in Pittsburgh, Flacco first-round pick going to Baltimore, they were always really good, Mahomes going to a perennial playoff team in Kansas City. So it's usually, hey, man, everything's broken. Could you fix it all? And kind of the similar deal with a head coach, right, where you're inheriting someone else's mess and a general manager that, you know, is trying to, you know, save their gig at the same time by trying out a shiny new toy. So it would have to be a more perfect situation. The thing that I was wrong about more than Ron Rivera star, more so than anything else, was these guys and their unbelievable ego, competitive, whatever. They're such alphas. They're different than you and I. Is they would look at a situation and I would go, man, that's broken. And they'd go, that's just a challenge. That's just something I'm going to overcome. I'm so good at this that I'll be able to be the one that fixes it. And I thought that would win, but this was a smart play by him, to be honest with you.
Totally.
It's probably easy. You're making more money than 99% of these first-time head coaches because you got your OC salary, probably one of the more higher paid guys, plus your extension from Arizona.
I bet he's not making more than the guys getting hired this year because the money's just jumped so much. I mean, you got to go back to 4 years ago, probably. You know, he's starting from a the extension was then, but his salary was even years before that. But regardless, the point is you're making awesome money to do way less work and have a way more enjoyable lifestyle. If it's true what I've been told, that he doesn't really enjoy like the press conference media relationship part of being a head coach, he just wants to coach ball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then an OC is a good thing for you.
Yeah.
But he's acknowledged he does want to be a head coach again, and maybe that happens in a year. But let's open up the phones. Want to get your reactions to this news. It's huge. Cliff Kingsbury's coming back, according to Fox Sports. He will not be taking an interview with the Saints. That is the only opening left. So barring something unforeseen and stunning, Kingsbury's going to have a second season with Jaden Daniels, which, in addition to just making life easier on Daniels and the continuity that comes with the coach-play-caller relationship for year two, I think it's significant because it gives Washington one more year to prepare whoever under him hopefully is going to take over for him if he were to walk likely next season, which you'd have to imagine is a real possibility after the way things trended this year.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.